Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Volition Rx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of blood-borne cancers. Volition Rx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, the author of Pioneers, which is now a Kickstarter program to launch Pioneers as a video game, is also the keeper of Behind the Black, explicating the commercial space success of these last years. But here we run into a puzzle. Not in my backyard. Not in my backyard is well known from the 20th century when you're building, say, the interstate highway projects that the Eisenhower administration launched. Comparably today, we're launching what you'd have to say highway in space, because spaceports, we've just explicated three of them in the UK, are the way forward for prosperity for a region that tends to be marginal in 20th and 19th century technology. But Bob's here to explain how it is Camden County, Georgia, is not ready for new frontiers. Bob, how do you explain this vote?
I can't. Well, I can explain a few ways, but let me tell your listeners what has happened. In Camden County in Georgia, the county officials there have spent about $10 million and several years of work trying to develop a spaceport, a commercial spaceport in Camden County for small sat rockets, for rockets to launch. This would be similar, as we mentioned in the previous segment, John, the three launched spaceports in the UK, as well as we could talk about Boca Chica down in South Texas, which has completely revitalized the Brownsville area. The amount of money coming into that area is gigantic. And so Camden County's officials wanted to do the same thing for the county. It's a rural area, and it doesn't earn a lot of money, and this would bring some cash in. And so they were moving forward with it, but there were people in the county that were opposed to it. And so they managed to put together a petition to have an election where the voters would decide whether or not to approve or kill the spaceport project. And that vote took place on March 8th, and the margin of the vote was 72-28 against the spaceport. So by law, the voters have killed the Camden spaceport project. Now, the project itself has refused to concede, but I'm not sure where they can go because the law here is pretty clear.
Explanation for pushing?
Now, the explanation, there are two possibilities. The second one, I think, is the more likely, but the opposition used environmental reasons as a major reason, that there's wildlife area that this would fly over and the rockets might damage endangered species. Now, that's garbage. We all know that's garbage. We've had more than 50 years of proof at the Kennedy Space Center that spaceports are good for wildlife. They help keep the area undeveloped. I think the more legitimate reason is that the opponents here didn't want development. They didn't want a new prosperity in the region. They're quite happy the way things are. And if new development came in, it would disturb their quiet lives. And so it was basically a not in my neighborhood, a NIMBY response. And we're okay, so what? There are people here who can't make a living and there's no prosperity. We like the way it is. And that's pretty much what I think.
You remember the TV show Mayberry USA? It was very popular.
Sure.
I wonder what Mayberry would say to a spaceport showing up. That deputy sheriff would have some ideas. I always pictured him as a space geek, you know, Barney. I wonder.
Yeah, Barney Fife. Barney Fife would probably be thrilled.
Yes.
I think he actually went into space in one of the movies they made with him. So whatever. Yes, but that's not the way it is today, John, apparently. You know, people can't.
Somewhere out there is a Mayberry ready for a development into the 22nd century. We go now to another state. Alabama that is prospering, that always has prospered, thanks to space engineering. Blue Origin, Bob, is it still struggling to produce?
Well, this is an interesting story. This might be a very good sign. The quick background, Blue Origin is building a rocket engine called the BE-4 engine that is needed to launch both ULA's new Vulcan rocket, orbital rocket, and Blue Origin's orbital rocket, New Glenn. And now, the BE-4 engine has had technical problems. It's 3 years behind schedule. They apparently last year had solved the technical problems and then discovered in designing the rocket, they never thought about the manufacturing process. Because they don't just simply have to build one of these engines. They've got to be able to build these engines on an assembly line basis. Because if they're going to be launching them on two different rockets, many of those engines are going to be expendable and lost. So you've got to be able to produce a lot of these engines fast and at cost, at a reasonable cost. And Blue Origin was struggling with that. Well, here's the news out of Alabama. Blue Origin's rocket factory in Alabama, which is where they're building the B-4, going to manufacture the B-4 engine, it's now expanding. It has hired 300 more engineers, and it's expanding its factory for the purposes of producing new BE-4 engines. Now, they say that they expect in the next couple of months to be starting the construction or manufacture of BE-4 engines. That means they're not yet ready to do it. They work at such a slow pace. It means that probably both the Vulcan and New Glenn rockets are probably delayed now till next year. But the sign is that they are going to actually start building them. And that's a very good sign, John. That means maybe this company will finally get off the ground.
Yes, and Camden County might reconsider, given prosperity. It's hard to say you'd want to block that from your neighbors. But we go now to the surface of Mars. Bob has cool images. He finds them through the Mars orbiters. And you found a glacier off of a mesa. Mesa, Bob, you think mesa all the time. The mesas of Mars, they're similar to the mesas you know out west. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. They kind of look like them, but the formation process is, you know, complex and different, though has some similarities. What's interesting about this particular glacial flow coming off Mars is it is coming off a 30-mile-wide mesa on Mars that's in what I call glacier country, the mid-latitude northern band, about 2,000 miles long, where practically every image shows glacier features. And this particular mesa, to me, is kind of, I kind of have a soft spot for it, because it is the mesa that I first realized the glaciers were so dominant in the mid-latitudes. There are four different glaciers that have been imaged off this glacier. The image that I posted this week was of a flow that had been first taken in 14. They're monitoring to see if the glacier has changed at all. It doesn't look like it has, but this is part of the research of Mars, Antarctica, dry, filled with ice, and a desert, John.
One more image of little white dots, mysteries. Is that correct, Bob?
That's correct. These are called thumbprint formations on Mars, and they think it's related to glaciers once again, but they really don't understand what formed them.
Yes, that's why we need to go there, because we can't solve this at a distance. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He's the author of Pioneers, soon to be a video game, so you can all solve the mystery of who moved the astronaut corpse. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.